us off, and today we're here to speak with Neil from SunGard on two topics, the gas trading application, as well as we're going to chat a little bit about the cloud computing. So, Neil, why don't we just start off by you introducing yourself
first? Sure. My name's Neil Palmer. I'm a partner with SunGard Consulting Services. I run the Advanced Technology Group within SunGard Consulting. We're an accelerator group that looks to learn and get real-life experience with new technologies coming down the pipe and to understand how they impact both our external clients mm-hmm. and the rest of SunGard as a whole.
And SunGard as a business is a global company, so you have business all worldwide.
We are the largest private technology firm in the world, primarily software, hosting disaster recovery, as well as higher education and public sector.
Oh, terrific. Now, the one thing that I want to discuss with you in a little bit more detail is one of your applications called a gas trading application. It does use some new technologies from Microsoft and specifically rich internet application type technology. What do you see as the, and RIA for sure has gone a tremendous acceptance in the marketplace. From your perspective, the fact that you're using it on this app, what do you see as the implication on rich internet application for these types of applications?
So particularly for this type of application, over the course of the last sort of 10, 15 years, we've gone from thick client to thin client. And with RIA, we now find ourselves in somewhat of a happy medium, mm-hmm. Giving ourselves some thick client capabilities, but within the deployment advantages of a thin client. Mm-hmm. This is great for rolling out to different clients or rolling out with an application within a client. The major impact we're seeing is people willing to look at data presentation in new ways. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of financial work. We do a lot of energy work. For years, data presentation has been plain old tables. Mm-hmm. Some of the things we can now do with RIA, particularly by combining different data sources or different services, mm-hmm. Is come up with new ways to present that data and potentially make people a lot more effective in terms of analyzing and understanding what their application is doing.
When you say effective, is it just the way of utilizing the rich user interface so that you can do some animation, or is it cramping more data into a small real estate in a dynamic way?
I don't think it's either. I think the what started off as kind of web design and user interface and design, information architecture, usability, has now grown up into a very serious part of the business. Mm-hmm. I don't think it is cramming more data into sort of less real estate. I think it's understanding how people interact with the data, understanding what their workflows are within the application, mm-hmm. And helping them helping present the information to them that they need at the appropriate time so they can act on it in an effective way.
So how has the response been from your customer having seen these type of applications?
The response is overwhelmingly positive. We show them, for example, the gas trading application, and they're pretty impressed by what we can do with that kind of technology. It's causing people to rethink what they've been previously doing in terms of application design right. for the front end, mm-hmm. both with our external clients, and we're seeing a big uptake on internal clients within some of the SunGard product groups as well.
Well, that's terrific, and we look forward to more success yeah. in these type of applications. I want to shift our discussion a little bit into the cloud. I mean, so SunGard Consulting Services, I mean, cloud computing has got to have some major implication in terms of your business model. Depending on who you talk to, cloud computing means many different things. I wanted to start off by just getting your perspective. Right? Having the ability to do massive scale, the ability to do global deployment in a very quick way, how do you see this cloud computing paradigm that's offered by a lot of key players out there? How could that be impacting the SunGard business?
So it impacts, well, not only for our internal SunGard business, but the external clients as well. I think one of the key things to think about with cloud is it now adds an economic dimension to your application design. There is now an economic aspect to data. Mm-hmm. It becomes now very important to think about how much a given piece of data is worth to you. Mm-hmm. You can think about risk calculations, for example. You might want to pay more money to have them run every 2 minutes, 5 minutes, overnight, mark to market. You still only want to run overnight. Mm-hmm. So that's an important thing to think about. You have to think about when you really want a piece of information to be delivered and how frequently you want it run. I think what we're looking at is a couple of different scenarios. One is initially looking at existing problems and applying that economic dimension and figuring out how to improve kind of that throughput. And the other is, given sort of this now what is potentially unlimited hardware coupled with the data explosion that's going on. Mm-hmm. I think there's a whole host of problems that we haven't even started to solve yet because previously they've been sort of either economically or technologically unfeasible. Mm-hmm. So I think within a year or two, we're going to see a whole slew of applications come out that really tackle things that haven't been looked at before.
So getting back to, you mentioned the point about the economic feasibility of cloud computing. Can you be a bit more specific into what aspect of that can that kind of help you kind of untether some of this apprehension about what you're doing on-prem versus what you can do in the cloud?
So I think a lot of what we're seeing is it depends on the scenario of the client and depends on whether or not you're starting with greenfield mm-hmm. or an existing application. Obviously, greenfield, to a certain extent, is a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Given the usage models within cloud, the burst capabilities, the fact you're only paying for a certain amount of usage,
right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right. So like pay-as-you-go type of model.
Correct. Now, that gets slightly more complicated if you've got a large existing system. Say a lot of the banks have a large amount of money invested in a large amount of hardware.
Right.
Really, what they're looking to do is to take that and then burst into what we're calling a trusted cloud.
Right.
So that way they're still utilizing the system they have, but they get all the advantages of moving into a trusted cloud as needed.
Yeah, that's a common pattern that I see across a lot of enterprise customers as well, this burstability capability
yep.
where a spillover into the cloud does not require them to spend so much money on the capital expenditures on the on-prem.
Yep.
You're seeing that as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the most common usage scenario we're seeing within a lot of our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other things we've got going on, I mean, it impacts SunGard as a whole.
Right.
We have our Infinity Software as a Service platform,
mm-hmm.
Which is our major technology initiative throughout the company. We're looking to obviously, you know, move from the traditional software package mm-hmm. installation model into software as a service.
Okay.
SunGard Availability has their own cloud. They're now offering the trusted cloud.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding that very effective within finance because SunGard Availability does a lot of work around disaster recovery.
Right.
We have the audit security capabilities. It certainly makes sense for them to make that sort of offering to the banks.
Mm. So it sounds like you're going through a lot of, assessment of your existing product portfolio and services and determining what makes sense to take advantage of a public cloud infrastructure versus continuing to add up additional capacity on-prem?
Right. Well, I don't think from a software as a service perspective, I don't believe that you're going to have a single provider. I think mm-hmm. in the future applications, people are going to be consuming services from different cloud providers.
Right.
So I certainly think that's one of the ways you're going to consume a service from Azure, you're going to consume a service from SunGard.
Right.
From an application construction point of view, that's definitely going to happen. It's also an interesting prospect around cloud marketplaces. So, you know, if you look at the Microsoft Dallas,
mm-hmm.
For example, I mean, that's a data brokerage in a cloud.
Right.
It's an interesting idea. We have quite a few data products, so we're examining the possibilities of not only selling that data product through Infinity, but selling it through Dallas as well.
Mm,
that if you can take a single product and sell it through multiple channels, it certainly makes sense from a value proposition point of view.
Yeah, so you mentioned Dallas. Dallas is a code name at Microsoft, which is, when we release this, it's going to be offered as a data as a service, which is one component of the Microsoft Cloud offering in addition to software as a service,
mm-hmm.
Platform as a service, and soon we're going to be introducing infrastructure as a service. But I want to get back to the data as a service. You mentioned the data platform in the cloud. How do you see that from an economic perspective? Have you given much thought in terms of what's the value prop of potentially leveraging a data as a service platform from sure. companies like Microsoft?
Sure. It allows us, traditionally, kind of data feeds as a product have been very much sort of a binary proposition. You mm-hmm. have to go through quite a lot of work to enable a client, to give them the data feed.
Mm-hmm.
It's more or less an all or nothing proposition. They get all the data, whether or not they want it all.
Mm-hmm.
I think the value of something like data as a service is that it allows clients to dynamically sort of choose which piece of the data stacks they want. Different economic models around, you know, both usage and subscription type models.
Mm-hmm.
API interrogation of data feeds mm-hmm. is, again, something very valuable. I think what's going to be particularly interesting to us is that it opens up a whole new set of potential customers
mm-hmm.
In the same way that
you mean customers that you normally don't sell to right now?
Correct. Correct. I mean, not right now, I mean, most of the customers for a lot of our data feeds are very much the big financial institutions.
Right.
Given the Dallas model, you know, it basically reduces the startup cost that's required.
Right.
I think we could see a large uptake from a group of people that have never thought about using it before. So it's a great interest for us.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's kind of the story I like to hear, because when we talk about cloud computing, not only is it a new technology shift and paradigm, but it also opens up a whole new discussion in terms of new business model that could happen, and also new market and new territories that can be reached at a much more efficient way and a more cost-effective way.
Yep.
So I'm really looking forward in the next year or two to see how this trend shakes out.
Yeah, I think we're very much, I mean, it's very much a progression, and I think we're very much still in the early stages of it.
Right.
You know, we've had infrastructure as a service for a few years now, and that's obviously taken off. I think platform as a service is the next one that will take off.
Right.
You know, the value that we provide is around application and business value. It's mm-hmm. not around hardware
right.
so much for within consulting services.
Right.
So that plus cloud marketplaces like Dallas, combining the two is going to be a very interesting proposition.
Mm. It's interesting that you mentioned that the value prop is providing the application services to your end customers, because right now, even Microsoft, we're looking at this cloud services offering holistically in terms of making sure we're providing the end business value added services and try to encapsulate a lot of the ugly plumbing things.
Mm-hmm.
So while we do spend a lot of money in infrastructure, I think the value here is in the application side. So it's good to get some validation from SunGard that you see this is an area where you're going to be focusing.
Sure. Well, I mean, with infrastructure as a service, you've already mm-hmm. moved towards hardware as a commodity.
Right.
And I think that's going to become mm-hmm. more and more of the case. You don't have to worry about plumbing, well, the electricity wiring hookup when you turn on a light. So mm-hmm. I think we'll gradually see people move more and more into the application and the platform space.
Right. Well, good. Well, I appreciate your insight. Are there any closing thoughts around what we just talked about, the trading gas app in general and cloud computing?
Well, I mean, cloud in particular, I think there's a lot going on. It's, as I said, early stages. I think the ramifications are still being discovered on a daily basis. It's
right.
certainly got the ability to impact both our SunGard's internal software business and the way we interact with our clients,
mm-hmm.
All for the positive. I think it's all going to be, it's all exciting stuff.
Yeah, and from Microsoft perspective, we obviously are a platform company, and we're building a world-class infrastructure so that the value that can be attained by end customers really come from companies like you who are providing value-added service on top of this platform. So Windows Azure, there's huge potential for ISV to provide end customer value. So we're hoping to see more and more of that happening in the future.
Yep, likewise.
Thank you. Cool. Thank you.